Good morning, everyone, and welcome back out into the bush. You know, in our day of mobile phones and cameras, it seems nothing seems to be able to escape the video or the photograph. Let me give you some examples. Recently, we watched just moments before a horrible crash way over in Nepal, yet the videos was almost as if we were there. Then we watched just recently an Aussie teenager defeat a top 10 player in the Australian Open, and I think the crowds went crazy when he did that. And then another example, if you watched the news, you unfortunately saw a retired cricketer Michael Clark acting like a jerk as he was in an argument with his girlfriend. The truth is, there's not much need for eyewitnesses today because everybody has a video or a camera and they all use it. But it wasn't that way in Jesus' day. We don't have any photos or videos of his life, but we do have some eyewitnesses and several accounts of people who watched him, who walked with him, who were very close to him. And I believe those eyewitnesses gives us a pretty good account of this man, the God-man, we know to be God in the flesh. Well, go with me over to 1 John, which is close to the end of the Bible, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and then Revelation. So pretty close to the end of the Bible. And the writer of 1 John is the Apostle John, who wrote my favorite gospel, the Gospel of John. And John also wrote the book of Revelation. He was a prolific writer, and I'm glad that he was. I like his style of writing. Well, John was in the Lord's inner circle. Peter, James, John, they were close. And you know what? These guys watched him. And if anybody will give us an accurate account of the life of Jesus, these guys could. You see, I believe John, though, he approached things, particularly his gospel, from a different perspective than the other guys. He was very close to Jesus. He was very attached. So much so that at the crucifixion, Jesus actually gave John the responsibility for his mother Mary. And that one thing proved that Jesus trusted John. Well, John is the author of this book that we're going to look at. And for the next few weeks, I think as we dive through this, we're going to see John as an older man, and he's reflecting on the life of Jesus and the lessons that he learned from him. I think we'll be richer as a result of this study. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you we can trust you. Thank you that we can have a trustworthy eyewitness account of the life of Jesus and what he said and what he taught. Lord, help us to learn from it in Jesus' name. Amen. One more thing I want to share with you before we get into our study. When John wrote this book, he was addressing some of the work of some false teachers who had moved into the church. And they were causing a lot of confusion in the lifestyle of the Christians of that day. They were having a negative effect. And because of that, John spoke very pointedly. So I just want you to be ready for that before we get there. So let's get started. Verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the words of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. So let's break that down verse by verse. Verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the words of life. One of the teachers that had come in started a belief system where Jesus was not real. He was just some kind of manifestation, but he was not a real person. John said this, that which we have heard, we have seen with our own eyes, and we have touched. John addressed that very closely. He said, you know, when you see somebody, you hear them, you walk with them, you touch them, you know they're real. So he all of a sudden shut down this false teaching that was coming in, and it did it quickly. So I really think we have a reliable witness in the person of John. But John still hasn't identified exactly who he is talking about. All he has said is the word of life. Well, I'm going to let him explain that to you, but we're going to go back to the Gospel of John. Okay, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, and just in case you think he's talking about God the Father, look at verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. We know now that's Jesus. And he's also talking about Jesus in 1 John. There's no doubt. But there's something else that he said that I want to highlight. Again, let's look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, that which was from the beginning. And if you recall back in the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Both God and Jesus were in the very beginning, and they were involved in creating all things. Folks, don't miss that, because a lot of people will say, even in our day, that just can't happen. So I believe God the Father and God the Son are one. And here's some reasons why. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. He also told his disciples, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So hands down, something's going on here. God the Son, God the Father are the same. Now, that's what theologians call the incarnation. Well, and the incarnation is one of the most important things in the Christian faith. Now, do you want me to explain that? Well, I can't. But it is a truth stated in the Bible, and I'll accept it as a biblical truth, even though I can't explain it. But what does that mean for our study today? Well, that means when John tells us something about Jesus, he is talking about God in flesh. And remember, when John writes, he talks about the things that he saw, he heard, and he handled. Folks, that really makes this an important eyewitness of Jesus. And I hope that sheds a little bit of light on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Now let's look at 1 John chapter 1, verse number 2. The life, that's Jesus, was made manifest, and we have seen it, and we testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. Eternal life. You know that's one of my favorite subjects, and because I'm really looking forward to the peace of eternal life. Praise the Lord when that happens. But it's not our topic today. But where can that eternal life be found? Jesus tells us back in St. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Listen to what he said. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They will follow me, and I will give them eternal life, and they'll never perish. You see, the sheep that hears Jesus' voice, and Jesus knows him, knows them, they will follow him. They will have eternal life. So are you part of his flock? Are you one of his sheep? Do you hear him and follow him? Well, there is an alternative. Jesus told the story, we call it a parable, about the goats and the sheep in the same flock, and one day he'll return and he'll take the goats, he'll separate the goats away from the sheep. Are you one of those goats? Just ask yourself that. Because some people are in the flock, they know they're not Christian, and they're one of the goats masquerading as a sheep. And Jesus said one day he will separate those because he knows. You see, they were walking around in John's day, and they're walking around today. Listen, only Jesus has eternal life, and he will give that eternal life only to those who hear his voice and follow him, and he knows them. Is that you? It's an important question. Look at verse number 3. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I think we have finally seen one of the main foundations for the purpose of John writing 1 John. The first foundation that John has given us is that he says our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That fellowship means much more than just a cup of tea and a conversation. That fellowship is very close, and it was very, very intimate, and it was created by the Holy Spirit who comes in when we become a Christian. Jesus at this point wasn't visible to the apostles because he had already ascended up to glory. But that fellowship is still real and strong because it was created through the Holy Spirit for all who follow Jesus. And secondly, through his revelation of the life of Jesus, John wants us to have the same connection with he and the rest of the apostles and with Jesus. Well, let me ask you, do you have that close, intimate fellowship with Jesus? Do you? Well, I hope you do. Because there are still those goats that's floating around causing trouble. One day Jesus will separate. We may not be able to tell who they are now, but Jesus will separate them. So make sure that you're in the flock and you're not a goat. So today I ask you to consider your faith. Are you real? Come on, are you real? Can you feel that close, intimate fellowship with the apostles and with Jesus? Well, it's available to you. If you don't feel that, then let me just tell you, you got to come to him first with a broken heart for the sin. You know the sins. They're clear to you. Maybe nobody else knows them, but you know which ones. Come to him with a broken heart about those sins, and then have an open heart to turning your back on your old way of life and follow Jesus. That's what he wants us to do, is hear his voice and follow him. Are you following Jesus? We're going to have a song here in just a second, but at the end of the song, I want you to come back to me. But first, let's pray. Father, I pray that each person here today is in the flock of God. Help them to consider their faith in a very, very strong way. Help them to be real, because one day we'll enjoy that eternal life together. So use this little study for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.